Hi, I'm Dr. Brian Artis. Hi, Brighteon.tv fans. This is the Dr. Artis Show. And on the cusp of an incredible interview that I did with Dr. Jane Ruby last Friday that's had over 250,000 views already in the last few days, it was titled, Dr. Artis Was Wrong. Go and watch that video. It's pretty awesome. Jane Ruby starts out with asking me, what'd you get wrong? And I said, well, when I came out and told everybody that the spike proteins were actually two venom peptides that are actually manufactured synthetically around the world from two snakes, I had to admit that there's research studies out of Italy that actually found not two venoms causing COVID symptoms in the blood, urine, and feces of all positive COVID-19 patients in June of 2020. They found 36 different venom peptides causing every single symptom of COVID and didn't find any in the control group that were negative for COVID. Go learn about conotoxins, and I show all the patents from around the world of how these venoms from creatures around the world have been used as a bioterrorist weapon and all the concerns of the United States Department of Justice. Anyway, we'll be right back with Dr. Sherry Timpany.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package. Emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones. We've got solar panels and also the big 400-watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because, of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts. And the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently. But it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol, or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
This week on Keep the Republic with Dr. Daniel Bobinski. Leslie Elliott is a graduate student at Antioch University, but the university won't let her get her degree unless she first becomes a social justice advocate. Plus, expert opinion and the latest news this Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern. It's Keep the Republic right here on Brighteon TV.
Welcome back to the Dr. Artis Show. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Artis, and this 22-minute segment is going to be me and Dr. Sherry Timpany. You don't want to go anywhere else because I want to listen to Dr. Sherry Timpany 24-7. I only get her for two 22-minute segments today, and I have to be honest with you, if there was one person on the planet I would trust ever in relationship to conveying information about how to keep your children healthy or your loved ones healthy, especially in relationship to vaccines, it is this woman. And I have listened to her and followed her since 2001. It's been a long time. But I actually credit her with helping to keep my children safe and healthy all these years. I need to announce our sponsors for this segment for this show. That's going to be the North Texas Healing Center. That's my old office. Dr. T and all of the affiliates there and physicians will actually help you uncover the root causes for your illness, help you identify how to detox, improve your dietary health through nutrition, supplements, homeopathics, and diet. Contact them today at NorthTexasHealingCenter.com. And then you got Mike Lindell's own, MyPillow.com. Go save a whole lot of money once you put in the promo code DOCTOR and for anything you want to buy there. And remember, you got all this holiday stuff coming up now. You might as well go support the Dr. Artis Show, support Mike Lindell and other patriots. And then you've got Mike Adams and his BrighteonStore.com. Use the same promo code DOCTOR, D-O-C-T-O-R, at checkout. Anything you can't find at Mike Lindell's store or at Dr. Sherry Timpany's sites, go to BrighteonStore.com and you can find it there. Promo code DOCTOR. And then what's our last one? Put up one, Ren. Let's see what it is. I don't even know what I'm going to do. Oh, here we go. I start out every day with this Hydro Shot drink. Actually, every day me and my wife do. It's nitric oxide infused with hydrogen. I love this stuff. It's 8 hours of energy, all natural. 10% off using the promo code doctor at h2bev.com. All right. I don't even need to introduce the whole world to this woman because I've been her biggest fan. Okay, maybe her second biggest fan. She's got a billion fans. All right, Dr. Sherry Timpany, welcome to wherever you are. I love the fall colors in the background. It's one of my favorite times of life is the fall, and we're sitting in it. Sherry Timpany, introduce yourself to the audiences. Tell them why, in case they just don't know who you are. I love Dr. Sherry Timpany. Now let's spend 20 minutes with her learning what she's up to and how she's continuing to help advance safety, life, and humanity. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Brian. And I just want to tell people that this really is a picture. And so I thought I would be just kind of in the season.
Know it, Ren.
If you stood in my living room and you looked out the window into my backyard, that is the fall colors. And that's literally a picture of my backyard about two, three weeks ago. We're kind of past peak season now here in Cleveland, Ohio. It's been rainy and it's still warm though. It's still in the 60s. But it's been rainy and kind of windy. And you know, when you get the fall colors that are out in full, when you're at its peak and it starts to get windy, those leaves come down really fast. But that was that literally is my backyard. It's not just a little screensaver that I put up. It's literally my backyard. And so I thought, since we're, you know, just November 1st here now, it would be nice to show a little bit of color.
Well, Dr. Timpany, I've seen a bunch of backdrops, like these green screen shots behind people on their podcast. There is nothing more beautiful than that background, which is your backyard. I want you to tell people where they can purchase that image so they can put that on their shows.
It's not for sale. It's just my personal portfolio, my personal pictures. So I just, it's kind of cool, you know, on Zoom that there's a little button that you can click. And if you've got, I've got a ton of pictures that I've purchased or the ones that I've just taken myself on like travel, and you can upload those pictures to be your backdrop on Zoom. And so I was just having some fun, you know, trying to add a little bit of levity to the day since so many things are so heavy and I'm really tired. And so I thought, well, I'll just do something kind of pretty and shimmery here tonight.
Yeah, I love your background. It looks beautiful. I wish we were actually doing this in person in your backyard a couple weeks ago when the leaves look like that.
That would be great. Yeah.
All right. So Sherry Timpany, your group has reached out to me. You want to teach the world something that you're up to and been working on outside of, you know, protecting every life around the world from getting a shot in the arm, leading to all kinds of side effects. We're not talking about adjuvants today. We're going to talk about something else. All right, Sherry, introduce the world to what you're working on.
Well, for people that have been following me for a long time, you know, we've been doing a boot camp since 2017. We always do a Mastering Vaccine Info boot camp twice a year in the spring and in the fall and in the spring, or in the spring and the fall. And then we went through COVID and we did two COVID boot camps that we really hammered down on the myth of the mask, the fraud of the PCR testing, the nonsense of the social distancing. And then last year in 2021, I did two big webinars on the 4D mechanisms of injury, of how the COVID shots can make you sick or kill you. And all of that material, all of that, those Mastering Vaccine Info bootcamp recordings and all of those things are available at learningforyou.org. Learning, the number 4YOU, learningforyou.org, not .com. It won't work. It has to be .org. So all those are available as individual courses. And then this last year, because of everything that, you know, all the world global dis-ease that's going on, my business partner, Matt, said, you know, we really need to do something that's more about prepping because people are really interested in that topic. And Matt is uniquely qualified to be teaching this course. He's been doing prepping since he was 7 years old. His grandmother taught him how to do canning and things at a very early age. He's done it for his entire family, his entire life. He's also done things overseas. He's been part of the military. He understands what it means to prepare. And so we started, in the spring, we did a boot camp. It was a survival boot camp that we did in the spring. It was very popular. We had a lot of people enroll in it. And so we're repeating that plus adding to it with this fall boot camp that actually starts next Monday, November the 7th, and goes through the 18th. It's only 2 weeks long. The first week, we will talk about special precautions for extreme weather, particularly winter weather. And then the second week, we will take a practical look at realistic bug out bags. You know, so many people want to take everything with them that it becomes a 200-pound bug out bag, which you can't really bug out with and like stuff in your car and get away from, say, a fire that's raging through your neighborhood. We did a we did an interview with a podcast with a physician who lived in British Columbia. And he said that there was a raging fire that went through his town. And from the time of the fire hit the one edge of town till it all the way decimated the entire town to the other edge was 22 minutes. Would you know what was ready to go? Would you have your manual ready? Would you have your maps ready? Would you have your gear and things ready that you needed to just take, pick up a couple of bags, put them in your trunk or put them in the back of your SUV, grab your kids, grab your dog and your cat and your birds and out the door. So we're going to be talking about that. And we did a summer camp. We did a summer camp this year, which was the first time we did it. And people really liked it. Instead of doing 4 weeks on Thursday night, what we did was 2 weeks. We condensed a 4-week course into two parts. So it would be Tuesday and Thursday for 2 weeks. And Tuesday, there's Zoom. These are all Zoom calls. You don't have to leave the comfort of your home. You don't have to travel anywhere. We usually have people that join us for our boot camps from literally all over the world. We'll have people from Canada and Australia. We've had people in our boot camps from Japan and South Korea, India, from various countries in Europe. And so it's a pretty international thing. And so this boot camp, is really for planning and preparing. Every day. I mean, today we heard again, you know, about the whole issue about not having enough food and water because of the potential of the diesel fuel shortage. And then we got this looming nuclear thing that's hanging over our head. Well, it's really important to prep and plan for food, water, shelter, money, communication. I mean, do you have a satellite phone? Do you actually have a satellite phone that can talk to other people's cell phones or to other satellite phones if you can get outside? But what if you can't get outside? What if there's a hurricane that's raging? We have another tool that we'll be offering during the boot camp. It's called a Bevy, that you can text to anyone anywhere in the world from your basement to let people know that you're safe, to let people know where you are. And all of these things are going to be talked about in the boot camp. From the last boot camp, we got a lot of questions about things like generators, water filtration systems. What about solar panels? What kind of water things, purifications do you need to take with you? I mean, it's not necessarily that we're trying to tell people it's a doomsday event. You can plan for things if there's a hurricane, a tornado, a mudslide, an avalanche. If you're driving across Montana and your car goes out, I mean, how are you going to contact somebody if you're out in the middle of nowhere? What if you're out in the middle of Lake Erie or Lake Michigan and you run out of gas or something happens to your boat? Do you have the adequate things with you to prepare? And Matt and I are having a business call today. I mean, Matt and I have known each other since about 2008. And we've been doing these boot camps and we've had this business that we've been working on since 2017. And so we're having a business call today. And one of the things that he pointed out was he said, you know, what's really important is that when these things start to go down, which they will, who are going to be the people around you that are going to be prepared? Are you going to be prepared for your own family or for other people? And he said, I want to know in my neighborhood, who are the people that I can band together with? Because if it gets really bad, you need to know who your neighbors are and you need to know what to do from there. So it's in when you go to learningforyou.org, or you could go to drtenpenny.com. It's on the homepage. There's a pop-up where you can register for the course. Registration is the rest of this week. The course starts next Monday. Now, normally we would do it on Tuesday and Thursday night, but since Tuesday of next week is election day, and we really hope that people will get out and vote, particularly you people from Florida, you need to get out and vote and make sure that DeSantis gets back into office. I could tell you some stories about that when people thought that other people were going to vote and they didn't vote and their representative didn't win. Well, you need to go out and vote for Governor DeSantis in Florida and other places where you know that that they've got good candidates. But remember also when you vote during the midterms, you're voting on things like judges and sheriffs and levies and tax things. And so you need to know what the issues are that are on your ballot. You need to be ahead of time. And all of you people that are listening to this from Michigan, please vote no on Prop 2. If you don't do anything else in Michigan, you got to get out and vote against Prop 2 and for a new governor, against Prop 2. Prop 2 will, if that's passed, I did a segment today on Doug Hagman's show about it. I did a spontaneous interview this morning. It's up on Cloud Hub and it's out on Telegram about the problems with Prop 2 that will make Michigan a sanctuary state for abortion. It will make Michigan another sanctuary state for transgender transitions in children under the age of 12 without parental consent. So you need to vote down Prop 2, because if these things start get passed across the country, you know, Brian, it's like, this is what the response is on the states. After the decision about Roe v. Wade that was in June of 2022, where the decision didn't ban abortion, it took the issue back to the states and allowed the states to decide what they were going to do. So the very woke, very left, very blue states, they said, okay, fine. You won't constitutionally guarantee our right to kill our children? Well, then this is what we're going to do in our states. We are going to constitutionally guarantee that in the state of Michigan, you can always get an abortion on demand. And if you die during that abortion, you can't sue the doctor. I mean, it's an egregious bill. It's absolutely horrible. And once this starts happening, and the other thing, it's actually going to be codified in the Michigan state constitution. So this isn't like passing a bill that you can get enough signatures and try to overturn it. It will be codified in the Michigan state constitution, and it will be there forever. There's 5 parts to the bill, 5 bullet points. And if any one of those gets overturned by the court in somewhere in the future, the other 4 will remain. So I know, Brian, you got a really super wide audience and a super intelligent and informed audience. So I would just want to say, so, you know, next Tuesday, vote no on Prop 2 in Michigan, vote yes in Florida for Governor DeSantis, and sign up for our boot camp. So no matter what they do to you, you will be prepared and you'll know. And this is only a 2-week course. It's 4 weeks crammed into 2 weeks. It will be done before Thanksgiving, so you can take everything you learned to friends and family. If you're going to go travel with Thanksgiving Day, and help to make sure that your family is prepared. There's always this thing, it's called plan for the worst and hope for the best. I mean, many of us that are homeowners have paid homeowner insurance for 35 years, and we're not really mad because we never had to use it, or that our house didn't burn down or the roof didn't blow off so that we had to use our homeowner's insurance. And so you need to think about this course as an investment in the future. You need to think about the satellite phone and the bevy and the different things you're going to learn on this course as insurance. It's like an insurance policy to take care of you in the future.
I love it. I'm actually on Ballotpedia right now. I didn't even know about this Prop 2, but I do want people to know that promote the vote 2022, which is the proposal to Prop 2 she's talking about here in Michigan, that this was actually put together as a campaign by ACLU of Michigan, NAACP, Michigan State Conference, and the League of Women Voters of Michigan. And then it actually talks about all the money they put together, millions, to put this forward. Now, I want you to know that you are absolutely correct. It states on here that once this is enacted, this will be a part of the Michigan Constitution and will not be able to be changed or fixed. So this is a big deal. You should actually vote against this. It would take a lot to actually change it if this actually...
There's actually a little video. It's out there. Did you know? And it's like a K and a capital N, capital O, and then W, like K-N-O-W, but with the no capitalized in the middle. It's a 4.5-minute, 5-minute video. I played it this morning. Doug Hagman played it on his show this morning. It's something that needs to be sent out, that everybody needs to listen to it. I've listened to that video probably 5 or 6 times, and it makes me cry every single time because it's so horrific of what these people want to do to your children.
Well, how about the governor of California making California a sanctuary state for children to not need their parents to tell them they can do gender-changing hormones or gender-changing procedures? It's all disgusting. I hate it. Get out there and vote.
I wrote a 2-part Substack on that. My Substack is I Am the Evidence, and you can find that at drtenpenny.substack.com. It was a 2-part series on California's spiral downward, part 1 and part 2. Part 1 was, I believe, about the sanctuary abortion, and part 2 was about the sanctuary transgenderism of taking the rights away from parents. If this passes in Michigan, the same thing will happen in Michigan. And then I'm sure the next state that they'll try to do something like this will be New York. And then the woke blue states across the country will want to do the same thing. It's just horrific.
All right. So re-mention the video again that was so moving to you. You've watched several times. I'm going to make sure we post that and our audiences hear it again. And we'll actually follow. We'll post it and share it. But give us the title again.
It's called, you go out to YouTube, and if you just put in Prop 2, it's probably the 2nd or 3rd one that comes down on YouTube. It says, actually, I can do it right here. Why don't I put it right in the chat, and then you can grab it. Hold on a second. I will give you the direct link. Here it is. It's called I Didn't Know, spelled K-N-O-W with the N and O capitalized, that I will put it right here in the chat, Brian. Right there. So you and your team can have it. That is the one, and you definitely want people to see that. It's about 4 or 5 minutes long, and it's, I like I said, every time I've seen it, it makes me cry. It's so horrible. It's just so horrifying.
Thank you very much. All right, now we've got about 5 minutes in this segment. We can do another one if you've got time for that. But I'd like to ask you, what are some of the things on the top of mind? In fact, when I sat down here to do this interview, I was really excited to talk about prep stuff because I didn't think you were going to talk about that. I didn't know you were going to be pushing for this new boot camp you've got going on. I think it's phenomenal. But what are some of the things outside of even just COVID, but what are some of the things personal to you that have helped you push doing a boot camp to introduce these prep concepts?
Well, you know, a couple of years ago, there was a big storm that we had a series of big storms here in Cleveland, Ohio, that particular summer. And I live on a dead end cul-de-sac street. There's about 18 houses on this street, and then it dead ends into a metro park in the back. And we had a huge, huge, like ginormous, huge tree right at the entryway into this little subdivision. And it was an old tree, and it got hit by lightning, and it struck it right in the middle. And then the tree, just like a book, just fell open on both sides and took out all the electrical on both sides of the street. And because there were an awful lot of storms that night and that entire week, and when there's only 17 or so houses on the street, we weren't really a priority for the electrical company to get to us, you know, to fix our electricity. There were some guys in the neighborhood who had small chainsaws that went out and had to chop up the tree so we could drive around it and get out. But we were out of electricity for 6 days. And so we had planned ahead. And, you know, as soon as they got out of there, you had to think about, what were you going to do with your freezer, your meat in the freezer? What were you going to do with refrigeration? What were you going to do for communication, for the internet, for the phone? And my husband, God rest his soul, was a really big prepper guy. And so we had plans already set up for all of that. So that's why I keep saying that this isn't necessarily preparing for Armageddon, like worst case scenario, nuclear war, you know, on both sides, throwing bombs at each other on both sides. This is just real life things, you know, hurricanes. And the fourth night that we're there, I mean, the fourth session of the boot camp, you know, my assistant Michelle was literally in the middle of Hurricane Ivan, and she had prepared for all of this. She wasn't expecting it, you know, nobody was expecting it to be as bad as what it was. And so she wants to share the importance of prepping and the things that she had, and having been through a major hurricane like that, some additional things that she would actually add to her bug out bag, knowing what she knows now. You know, like last winter, a couple winters ago, remember the all the big floods that were happening in the Dallas and in the Houston area. Yes. And then they had a big ice storm that took down the lines, the electrical lines. So planning is really important from a real life perspective. It doesn't have to be worst case scenario, but you don't want to get into a situation where you're suddenly going, what do I need to do? What's my next step? Who do I call? How do I call? There's no internet. Do I have a sat phone? Do I have my bevy? Do I have, what can I do in terms of, you know, food and water and those things? So it's a real life scenario. And I think that Matt will do an incredibly good job. He did in the spring, and our summer camp was about different things that had to do with money. And so I think that he'll be do a really, really good job in teaching people in that two-week scenario. It's four sessions over 2 weeks. So instead of 4 weeks just on Thursday night, we're doing 2 weeks on Tuesday and Thursday night. Actually, it's on Monday the first week because of Election Day.
It's going to be Monday, November 7th, because November 8th is Election Day and everybody should be out there voting. And for the last minute of this one segment, let's just talk about this. You know how many people in this anti-COVID movement, I don't like the scenario of the whole world right now, they talk about election fraud and it's all rigged. I just want you to re-hammer home how important it is you people need to get out and vote. Tell them again, Sherry, they should vote, well, right? Who cares? Go vote. You have to vote.
You really do have to vote. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the end result is going to be, Brian. I mean, I'm still, you know, because I said, well, you know what? They never seized those Dominion servers, and they never tracked down that stuff that came out of Italy. And they, you know, the people that were really responsible for those things, they really nothing much happened. They kind of turned over the election in Pennsylvania, Arizona, and I believe Wisconsin, and nothing really came of it. But you have to vote anyways. You have to vote. I mean, I'll tell you a short story. It's really quick. A friend of mine, this was quite a few years ago now, her husband was a state rep here in Ohio, and everybody loved him and thought he did such a fabulous job. And he was up for election again. And everybody was so sure that he was going to win, people didn't go out and vote. And because they didn't go out and vote, the other guy won by like 7 votes. And so, and everybody was just like jaw dropped, like, oh my gosh, how could it be that, you know, Joe didn't get reelected? And my friend would say to them, well, did you go out and vote? Well, no, because we were just so sure he was going to win. And so that is a real life scenario about how someone lost by 7 or 8 votes because the people that really thought, really liked him and thought he did a great job as a state rep were just so sure that he was going to get reelected, they didn't vote.
Well, Dr. Timpany, I'm super excited for you. November 7th is the first day of this boot camp to prepare and be, you know, begin to learn what it is you need to be prepared for any emergency that your family might find yourself in. So please go to learningforyou.org, and register today for November 7th to start the boot camp with Dr. Sherry Timpany. And I need to learn some prepping stuff, so we'll be there too. All right. Dr. Okay, Tempany, you rock. Great. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Karen Kingston here. I'm here at Brighteon TV, and I strongly encourage you to tune in to all their stations. Why? Because if you want to learn about truth, America, and God, this is the channel to tune into. Thank you so much. God bless America.
The older we get, the less IGF is produced by our body naturally. IGF is a substance that's naturally found in your body. Just like these guys that go to the gym, work out, play professional sports, use creatine, which is naturally found in the body. They supplement protein, which is naturally found in the body. Other multivitamins that you take every day, just like that, you supplement the IGF in your body. You can do that at keystolife.shop. This is the stuff that makes men, men again. All right, you spray it in your mouth a couple times a day, boom. Lean muscle gain, healthy weight loss, more restful sleep, positive energy gain, crystal clear thinking, all of these things. These are benefits from the proper levels of IGF in your system, which naturally you lose over time. Go do the research on your own. Keys2life.shop. Again, keys2life.shop. Great deals over there, by the way, when you put the product on auto ship, and you should. It's not a lifetime contract. You can cancel at any time, but you should try this stuff for about 3 months to really see the positive gain. I'm speaking from personal experience. Go to keys2life.shop. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to keys2life.shop.
Join us on Brighteon Radio, the Jim Price Show, their evenings. Make sure and join me for the daily update as I talk to you about the day's events and things we can do to make the world a better place and make sure that the world is what we want to be in the future. So join us on Brighteon Radio, the Jim Price Show. Thank you so much.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in 3 layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
Of this publication, they published that snake bites and COVID-19 are 2 crises, but have only 1 research and development opportunity. Now, what they're mentioning here is they have a keynote presentation here. I'm going to hit play. All right, this is going to be serve as a reminder and to bring you up to date and up to speed with some of the things I've been researching and bring to your attention. So number 1, British Medical Journal of Global Health published last summer, 2021, if you look at the bottom left of this publication, they published that snake bites and COVID-19 are 2 crises, but have only one research and development opportunity. Now, what they're mentioning here is they can research and develop a therapeutic for both snake bites and COVID-19. If you look at the summary box at the bottom right, it actually reads, despite inherent differences, which the only difference is snake bites have a snake included. COVID-19 does not have a snake included. But despite inherent differences, snake bite envenoming, which means getting venom in your body, and COVID-19 have much in common. I didn't know that. I thought we were told that this was a COVID-19 was simply a bat virus. No, even the researchers and the scientists know that COVID-19 and snake bites, the only thing in common is venom. And they declare here in the summary box, they have much in common in terms of research and development and challenges and opportunities. So I just want you to know the world recognizes and knows that COVID-19 has more in common with venom than anything else, period. And then when we get to this study from the University of Arizona, we learn that after they reviewed 300 patients who died in COVID-19 hospitals, they found that inside the blood of every person who died from COVID-19, they declared it looks like venom coursing through the body. And these researchers at the University of Arizona identified the mechanism that's driving COVID-19 deaths. What was the mechanism? Read the subtitle. Researchers have identified what may be the key molecular mechanism responsible for COVID-19 mortality, an enzyme related to neurotoxins found in rattlesnake venom. This is what they published in August of 2021. So there is a direct link to venom and the cause of death and the illness called COVID-19. This study comes from June of 2020. It was first published in July of 2021. If you want to look at the bottom of the left side of the screen, it says 8th of July, 2021. But all of this information was supplied for peer review. That means other medical doctors were supposed to read the study and make sure everything was accurately displayed, written up, and calculated, and then publish it. You can read the title of the article is this: Toxin-like peptides in the blood, urine, and feces samples of COVID-19 patients. And you see the authors that peer-reviewed it and approved it for publication. Now, what they found, if you look at the bottom left side of the screen, this was the results. They found toxin-like peptides almost identical to toxic components of venoms from animals like conotoxins, which are marine snails in the ocean. Then they found these components that are also found in venoms of all venomous creatures: phospholipases, phosphodiesterases, zinc metal proteinases. Now, just so the world knows, venom when a snake bites you or a snail in the ocean injects their venom inside of you, they have what are called zinc metal proteinases. The actual word is metalloprotein. Human body and make you excrete it. This is why the suggestions to take zinc during COVID was so life-changing and life-saving. As the venoms in the body were destroying zinc reservoirs, you needed to replace the zinc so you did not die or have major complications. So they found zinc metal proteinases from venom and bradykinins were identified in samples from COVID-19 patients. But get this, but not in a single control sample. All right, so they actually tested 20 positive COVID-19 patients in multiple cities in Italy. They ran their blood, urine, and feces, and they found all these components of different venoms inside of COVID-19 patients. They find, well, when you're looking at the screen, you're going to see there's four pages I'm about to show you. Four charts that show all the various different venoms they found in COVID-19 patients. All the way to the far right, you will see the titled column, Organisms Common Names. This actually tells you the name of the animal's venom that they found. What was the first one they found? The exact same thing Chinese researchers and French researchers all said, that the spike proteins came from the crate snake and king cobra snake. What'd they find here in the blood, urine, and feces of COVID-19 patients in Italy in June of 2020, before the shots ever came out? very first thing identified is a single venom component of the Malayan crate snake. Then they publish, if you just go down the line, on this first chart of the four charts, they actually found Malayan crate venom. Then they found banded crate venom, which is another venomous snake. And they also found Uruguayan coral snake. Now, I find this interesting. How did the Uruguayan coral snake out of Uruguay, a country in South America, how did their venom get inside the bodies of people on land in Italy? So weird. And then they found Chinese cobra venom, Malayan spitting cobra venom. They found Taipan venom, coastal Taipan venom, eastern brown snake venom. And it goes on. They actually found 20 different snake venoms inside the blood and the poop of all COVID-19 patients. Well, how did it get there? They also found 16 different venoms from shellfish creatures in the ocean, which included the crown of thorn starfish and 15 marine snail venoms in the blood and poop of patients in Italy in June of 2020 who tested positive for COVID. They found 15 different conotoxins from marine snails called conosnails. Now, before I show you the next three charts, this is directly out of the research study. If you look to the far left and you look from the left to right, far left to the right, you'll see the column titled protein name. This actually tells you what exact protein was found from the venom of the animals on the right inside of COVID-19 patients. So the protein name for the first element found in crate venom, they actually titled it Kunitz type serine protease inhibitor, homolog beta bungarotoxin. Now, bungarotoxin is the scientific name for venom from the crate snake. That's all it is. So just remember, that's what that is. It's kind of like tomatoes. If you squash them, you get this juice. If you put it in a bottle, you call it ketchup, but it's still just tomato juice. Okay. All right. So the protein name from the Malayan crate, what they found in COVID-19 patients' blood and poop, was this Kunitz type serine protease from the crate snake. When you go below there, you can see them in color. The banded crate venom, they found what's called phospholipase A2. Below there, they also found from the coral snake in Uruguay, they found phospholipase A2 also. From the Chinese king cobra, they found zinc metalloproteinase in red. You'll see it on the chart. The Malayan spitting cobra, they found phospholipase A2. So I just want you to recognize, not only did they find the venom of these animals were in COVID-19 patients, they actually figured out what exact toxin in their venom was isolated and now found inside of COVID-19 patients. I'm going to answer how they make this stuff in this presentation. You'll see. This isn't, when I said watch the water with Stu Peters, I did not say that they were milking snakes' venoms and pouring it in water. No. Factories and biological weapons labs and our federal government have been synthesizing synthetic venoms from venomous creatures for 50 to 60 years now, I have documentation of. So they've been making this synthetically, and it's just as toxic and deadly for all kinds of purposes. All right, so I'm going to take you through the rest of these charts. I just want you to be acclimated with what you're looking at, and y'all should share this far and wide. COVID-19 is nothing more than weaponized venom. I don't care who wants to ignore the fact, that's exactly what it is. Here's your evidence. Here's your proof. And it actually explains every single side effect of COVID-19. It also explains all of the side effects of the COVID-19 shots are these venom components. All right, so this is the second page of the listed venom animals they found in COVID-19 patients. Look all the way to the right. You'll see again, eastern brown snake venom, McClay's water snake venom, Jiraca snake venom, oscillated saw-scaled viper venom in COVID-19 patients, Korean slamazo snake. How did Korean snake venom get inside of Italy patients in Italy? Amazing, right? And then you got Chinese water moccasin. Okay, how did the Chinese water moccasin venom end up on land in multiple cities of Italy? How did All those people in Italy get bit with this snake to get the Chinese water moccasin venom in them. They didn't. And then the next one is king cobra venom. And then to the left, you'll see on this chart the protein name. Just look down there. You'll see things like metalloproteinases again from these venomous snakes. And then you'll find bradykinin's prothrombin activator. I would like to point these out. A lot of people claim that snake venom doesn't cause blood clotting. I'm going to actually show you. Look at the very first snake venom listed on this Italy study found in COVID-19 patients. It's an eastern brown snake. You see the light tan row. Now go to the left of the tan area. The component from eastern brown snakes found in COVID-19 patients' blood is called venom prothrombin activator. You'll see it in yellow. Just to the right, it's actually called a venom coagulation factor VA. There are aspects of venoms that cause blood clotting, and there are multiple of them in this chart that were isolated that cause blood clotting in humans and every prey of these snakes. Now let's go to the third chart. The third chart on the right, you'll see the elegant pit viper. You'll see the habu snake. I'm going to show you a picture of these in a minute. And then you'll also see in pink, this is where you get to another venom they found inside of COVID-19 patients. It's a starfish in the ocean, ironically called the crown of thorn starfish. Now, underneath the pink row, showing this venom from crown of thorn starfish, I don't know about y'all, but I don't know how multiple people in cities of Italy got crown of thorn starfish in their bodies, in their blood and feces, unless it was put there. I'll tell you how I think they're doing it. And then you've got underneath the crown of thorn starfish, you have what are called conosnails listed. There's exactly 15 of them listed. The first one is a California cone snail. Second one's another one. Third one's California cone snail. Then you get to cat cone snail, yellow Pacific cone snail, marble cone snail, flea bite cone, oak cone, raid cone, fish hunting cone snail, virgin cone snails. And to the left, you'll see the various aspects of their venoms. All right, so these are all the venoms they found in COVID-19 patients. And every single protein name in the column you see to the left with the colored names of the proteins from these venoms and these venomous creatures cause all the symptoms called COVID-19. All right, so one of the actual major enzymes found in all COVID-19 patients were these enzymes called phospholipase A2. Now, phospholipase A2 was only found in the COVID-19 patients. Now, when you're looking, I actually screenshot here for you where I actually took out every single animal's venom that was isolated with phospholipase A2, component of their venom, was found in the blood and poop of COVID-19 patients. So all of these snakes and these starfish were the sources of phospholipase A2. Banded crate snake, Uruguayan coral snake, eastern brown snake, elegant pit viper venom, habu venom, and crown of thorn starfish venom. And when you look to the left, you'll see it highlighted in green. Phospholipase A2 component of the venom of those creatures were found only in the COVID-19 patients. All right, so let's look at the next picture. This is the actual venom sources visual. You'll see the banded crate, top left. You'll see the Uruguayan coral snake, bottom left. Eastern brown snake on the bottom. Elegant pit viper in the middle. Habu in the middle upper. And then you'll see the crown of thorn starfish, a beautiful blue color in the ocean. So my question for you is, why did they find isolated components of these venoms in COVID-19 patients? When Arizona published, and I'm showing the article again, like venom coursing through the body, researchers identify the mechanism driving COVID-19 deaths. They say in the subtitle, it's an enzyme they found in the blood of COVID-19 patients who died. It's an enzyme related to neurotoxins found in rattlesnake venom. All right, what's this enzyme? Read the title of the article. It's phospholipase enzymes. If you look at the very bottom, you'll see PLA2 listed over and over and over. That's abbreviated for phospholipase A2. And in this article, they found that this is the potential biomarker
that doctors should be looking for in hospitals to determine whether or not a patient is going to die from COVID or not is this phospholipase enzyme that I just showed you, all the animals it comes from that was found. I'm going to read this to you. You can see it on the screen. But in this study, the University of Arizona took 300 patients from two different hospital systems called Stony Brook University and Wake Forest School of Medicine. And they analyzed the blood samples from two COVID-19 patient groups and found that circulation of the enzyme secreted phospholipase A2 may be the most important factor in predicting patients with severe COVID eventually succumbing to the virus. Then it goes on to say that phospholipase A2 enzyme, which has similarities to an active enzyme in rattlesnake venom, is normally found in low concentration in healthy individuals. And then next paragraph, when this enzyme is activated and circulating at high levels, it has the capacity to shred the membranes of vital organs in the body. And then below where you'll see highlighted, it says this enzyme from rattlesnake contributing to multiple organ failure and death. Sounds just like COVID, doesn't it? That's phospholipase A2. Of interest to me in this research study, I didn't know this, but they published it in the study. Read the very first line. Phospholipase A2 is the first discovered group of phospholipase A2 enzymes, which was discovered as a component of cobra venom. Now, the researchers in China and France actually said that the source for COVID was two snakes, the king cobra and the crate snake. In fact, the French researcher said the spike proteins on SARS-CoV-2 were actually just short proteins called peptides from the crate snake and the cobra snake. Isn't it interesting that the University of Arizona published that the enzyme inside COVID-19 patients is linked to an enzyme found in king cobra venom originally? All right, so as a result of the findings of this study, this actual online publication, Futurity, in August of 2021, even titled the front of the cover of their article, Snake Venom-Related Enzyme May Drive COVID-19 Deaths. Well, it really does, because venom in the body is deadly. All right, now I want people to understand something. I found in 2018 that Utah State University published an article titled Synthetic Snake Venom. It's a novel creation of crotalid, a snake, I believe. It's phospholipase A2. They are creating synthetic phospholipase A2 using what they call genetic engineering. Well, how did they do that? How did they make synthetic snake venom called phospholipase A2, this component they found in COVID-19 patients, by the way? What was genetic engineering? Well, this is what genetic engineering is. In this study, read the highlighted parts. The final gene from venom was successfully cloned into E. coli bacteria using molecular cloning standards. Number two says the overexpression or the overproduction of PLA2 was achieved in E. coli bacteria. That means they exposed E. coli bacteria to venom, and then E. coli drew in the venom and then spit out more venom and just kept making venom. And you can see top right, it actually shows you the prices of the cost for one unit of synthetic snake venom PLA2, phospholipase A2 that they found in COVID-19 patients, how much it costs to make it from snake venom compared to bee venom compared to PLA2 found normally in low levels in humans, pigs, and cows. Snakes are one of the lowest costing to actually make that. Now, I want to show you this here, that what they found, I only have a few seconds here. I want you to see that E. coli and COVID-19, if they were present at the same time, they saw worse outcomes in patients. In fact, I'll just show you this one here. If you read right in the middle, patients with bacterial infections of E. coli had an inpatient mortality rate of 31%. If someone had COVID and E. coli, they actually had a 31% chance of dying. Worse outcomes with that. Well, if they had E. coli in their body, the E. coli would actually generate synthetic venom in their body called phospholipase A2. They call that genetic engineering. Now, I want to just show you that this study here, This was the impact of COVID-19, the pandemic, on survival of patients if they had an inside-the-abdomen infection called an intra-abdominal infection. Read the highlighted part. They wanted to analyze what was the patient's outcomes if they had E. coli in their bowels. Well, what was the conclusion? Worse outcomes of death and clinical outcomes if you had COVID-19 and had E. coli poisoning. Now, I want to show you this. You can sit at home and order your own synthetic crate snake venom from the convenience of your own home. In fact, at the bottom of the screen, I have the Malayan crate first venom peptide found in the COVID-19 patients. To the left, you'll see the protein name is Kunitz type serine protease inhibitor from the Bungaro toxin. This company, Aviva Systems Biology, you can actually order your own synthetic exact type of synthetic venom from Malayan crates. You'll see it in the highlighted part there of the order form. You can order the exact synthetic venom from this company. You know, it's amazing. To the right, you'll see where it says select your expression system. This company even lets you at home pick what organism do you want to grow your synthetic venom from crate snakes in. Look at what they allow you to pick from. This is the actual slide from the actual website. It allows you to pick from a drop-down window. You can either grow your synthetic venom from crate snakes in E. coli bacteria, yeast, or look at the one between the two, mammal cells. Well, people, you're all mammals, humans listening to this show. They know that mammal cells can create their own venom. So if they get this venom peptide inside of you, they can instruct your body how to make venom. That's what's called genetic engineering. Now, I want to take you to the end of this actual presentation because I want you to see something that's very important. Time Magazine published an article January 11th, 1999. It's called The Future of Medicine. And at the bottom right, it says how genetic engineering will change us in the next century. Notice the phrase genetic engineering. And then look at the actual graphic they drew. It's half of your DNA is becoming like a snake. Genetic engineering, by definition, from the Utah State University, is how to make your own body make venom like a snake. And if you create enough of that venom inside the body, you will make your body generate and make snake venom peptides that shred the organs in your body and lead to multiple organ failure and death. This is what they're doing. This is how they orchestrated COVID-19. Remember, I'm showing you right now on the screen, Utah State University said they can make synthetic snake venom, phospholipase A2, using genetic engineering. Look at the screen. What did Time Magazine say 20 years ago? This is what we're going to do in the next century. We're going to use genetic engineering to change human beings. They are trying to actually help our body generate venoms that destroy us and kill us internally. Stay safe. I love you. We will see you next week. And all Brighteon fans, we love you. Bye-bye.